The Late Debate with Cormac O'Hara on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
And 5 on 551, I'm with Paula Butterly of Fine Gael, Rory O'Murrough of Sinn Féin, Tadhg McNally of the Irish Examiner, and Sive O'Neill, a contributor with the Irish Times and project lead for Feminist Communities for Climate Justice. You couldn't make this up, really. On the day when we learned that Metrolink is facing an inevitable delay because of a judicial review taken by 19 people in South Dublin, which is their right, of course. Sive, you're talking generally about the public transport system in Ireland, and you're saying we are in this position because we voted for who we voted for, basically.
Yes. So there's been a lot of coverage of congestion issues in the media over the last few weeks, a lot of talk show, radio. And, you know, I see the problem differently. If we continue to frame the issue as a traffic congestion problem, we're missing the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is that we have a poorly designed, poorly funded and not joined up transport system. In particular, decisions were made 10 years ago, and actually going back to Metro North, back to 2011, which is 15 years ago, that if they had been made differently, would have delivered public transport systems now that would be, you know, radically improving people's quality of life. So my question is, you know, we can't fix our congestion issues by just throwing more roads at the issue. We need to fix it with a different mindset. And we have to look back to when the transport system that we have now was designed. So we voted for it effectively 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You know, people will say, well, the economy was on its knees. We didn't have the resources to spend on public transport. But by failing to invest at that time, we locked in more car dependency and more sprawl.
We made it worse, you say, because Metro North, you say in your piece today, was stopped. Luke and Lewis line was stopped in 2016. You say the Fine Gael government shelved the Dart Underground project. And you say Bus Connect connects took years and years and years. And actually, Tadhg, we're going to get more roads from the cabinet meeting tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah. So we have. There's an expectation now tomorrow. There's one of the things going to cabinet is this sectoral plan for the Department of Transport. So we obviously had the National Development Panel that was earlier this year in June or July, I believe, and it announced essentially billions and billions and billions worth of funding to go to capital projects all across the country. And one of the things that we're going to be seeing tomorrow is a change in the ratio of spending on public transport projects versus roads. So in the previous government, and it was very much a Green Party prerogative, they put it forward, and that they had a 2-to-1 ratio.
Two green, one road.
Yeah, so it was 2-to-1. So the two was, you know, public transport projects, active travel, greenways, walking, cycling, all that sort of stuff. And then the one was roads. But we're now moving back to a situation where it's going to be a 1-to-1 ratio.
So you're making the same mistake again that Sive is pointing out, Paula. You're back to roads again.
I'm actually going to make no excuse for the fact that we're going to invest billions in roads, and we'll also be...
Double down on this. I love it.
But we'll also be investing billions into the public transport system, provided, of course, we're not blocked at every angle by judicial reviews. Like, at the end of the day, while we do have, you know, a number of large cities, we're predominantly a rural country, and we need to get to from A to B. We need to get
more roads.
Yeah. We have more a situation. Cars. We have a situation in Slane. Slane needs a bypass. RD needs a bypass.
Galway.
Galway needs a bypass. People are commuting from rural areas into the towns. They need to get there.
And a light rail system in Galway, for example, wouldn't fix it, would it?
Well, I'm not opposed to a light rail system, but it's not going to take somebody in from Athlone into Galway City necessarily.
But there's a rail line from Athlone to Galway City already.
And I encourage people to get as many trains as they possibly can. But it won't take everybody while we build the roads. But we need to get to A to B.
This is the type of mindset, Sive, that you're talking about, isn't it? More roads and more cars.
I'm afraid it is. Yeah. I mean, firstly, most people in Ireland live in cities and towns. And to the extent that a lot of people are living in rural Ireland, much of that is, you know, in kind of suburban type lifestyles and commutes into towns to work and to go to school. So the reality is that we are hollowing out our towns and villages and cities by allowing more car dependency. And all of this is completely unsustainable, is a problem that you cannot fix with more roads, and you can't fix it with EVs, although EVs and some roads will help along the way. But in the main, we're looking at a transformation of the transport system. And I'm so depressed, frankly, at the lack of moral courage coming from the government, because they've gone to the COP and they've declared that Ireland is going to do its level best to meet its climate commitments. And when they come home, they're going to reverse that and pull back from the commitments they made to the Paris Agreement, to the people of Ireland when we voted for them in the last election. So the reality is we need a transformation of the system. We need to spend more on public transport and active travel. There are people being killed on dangerous roads as they cycle and walk. And all of the road safety hazards that we have in our rural roads and our urban roads are actually deterring people from walking and cycling when they would be happy to
well,
do so.
Let me read this text from Susan on the transport issue. I'm living in Waterford and it's becoming increasingly difficult to walk around the city as a result of traffic speed and volumes. Footpath parking also makes walking difficult. We need to reduce the number of cars on the road and move to sustainable transport. The law also needs to be enforced when it comes to illegal parking. People want livable cities, really. Clean cities, quieter cities. Not more roads, not billions into cars.
I absolutely agree that the cities need to be cleaner. We have to have a better public transport. We do have investment, unprecedented amounts of money going into Metrolink, into Dart Plus. I believe that people should be able to move around with better footpaths. There's a policing issue there or a supervisionary role there. If people are parking illegally on footpaths, that should be dealt with by the local authorities. But that doesn't take away at the same time that the roads we're proposing aren't roads that are going around the city. It's actually to get you from one city to another.
Instead of improving the rail network or the bus network. Rory.
Yeah, but I'm just going to say, in relation to, and we can all use a very localised example from Dundalk. We've had a large increase. Now, there were teething problems in relation to the hourly service Dublin to Belfast. And then we've had a particular issue where Éireann Road Éireann, for a reason, had basically got rid of a number of parking spaces. Now, they have offered some sort of solutions, but we really needed those solutions before we got rid of those of the parking spaces that had been used for a number of years and people had particularly paid for. It's the whole idea of the system has to work. You have to have fares that are affordable. And we are, I think Saif is right in the sense, we're coming at this very late. I even remember as a kid, like Dundalk was always very close to Dublin, but the public transport system took forever, went through every individual village it possibly could. And it wasn't until the private sector came in with Matthews coaches that was changed. The public system should have done it. It should have been a plan from the very beginning.
Yeah, but you want to make it cheaper in Sinn Féin for people to use petrol and diesel.
The fact is, at this moment in time, the whole idea of adding carbon tax was the idea that you would dissuade anyone who could possibly avoid using a car from using it. See, people at the moment are using cars because they have no real choice.
You could be Zoran Mamdani, for example. You could say absolutely increase carbon tax, petrol and diesel, and give people free or near free public transport.
Here's another thing.
Why don't you do that?
I can propose whatever I want. See, unless there's an election and we get in, it doesn't really matter at this point in time.
You're not proposing it, though.
No. At this point, I'm fairly sure that I don't have the power to just propose Sinn Féin policy.
What do you think?
Do I think straightforward? Again, I'm on the M1 most days. You could make an argument that I could use public transport, but there would be particular difficulties, particularly if I got a call to go on the late debate late. But outside of that, you can see that
You're avoiding my question.
No, there's a huge amount of traffic at this point in time. If we could get more people onto buses and
hold
rail,
your horses
it would
there.
Make a difference.
If it can be done in New York, free public transport, why couldn't it be done here?
There's no reason why we can't at least look at something that is a bit more affordable, because we've all at times, taken train journeys and whatever and worked out that it would have been a hell of a lot cheaper for us to take cars, and that shouldn't be the case at all.
I do think there's
also issues here that we have just in terms of the performance sometimes of some of these you know, routes, bus routes and yes. bus. I mean, like everyone, I think, who gets a bus on a regular basis in Dublin or anywhere in the country, in Galway, Cork, we've run into issues with ghost buses, you know, buses that just don't turn up or go invisible or, you know, they never existed in the first place. You know, if you're trying to get people out of cars and get people into public transport, it needs to be reliable. I know if you're trying to go commute, get to work every day at a reliable time and you can't get on a bus at, you know, 7:30 to get into work by 8:30, you know, that's going to lead people to get into cars.
That's a point that Sive was making, isn't it? If politicians had to use public transport, it wouldn't be like this, is the point you were making, Sive, today.
Yeah, absolutely. I find it very frustrating that we can't talk about issues except from the point of view of the motorist with their struggles. And it's not that I'm not sympathetic to people who have to endure congestion on a daily basis, or the M50, which is notoriously difficult. I'm concerned, and I think public representatives should be concerned about the real cost to the economy and the cost to the environment and human health. Because once we make bad decisions or fail to make any decisions at all, which is very common, we lock in that damage. We lock it in for 20 years. Mm. I mean, it's just such a failure. And I want to see drivers who are stuck in their commutes also pushing and campaigning for light rail, for improved bus and rail services, instead of just demanding a kind of quick click of the fingers yeah. solution that doesn't exist. You could add any number of lanes to the M50, and within a certain amount of time, it will clog up all over again. If you approach a problem with roads and cars as being the solution, you're approaching it in the wrong way. In 2021, I think, the Climate Change Advisory Council commissioned a fantastic report from the OECD called Redesigning Transport for Net Zero. And it gave a blueprint for what Ireland needs to do. And yeah. I think our public representatives need to read that and then maybe consider getting the train
You put the fear of God into them, I'd say, when they read the headline in the Irish Times today. How different it would be if politicians had to use public transport. Now, here is my challenge to Rory O'Murrough of Sinn Féin and Paula Butterly of Fine Gael. I don't know if you'll be able to accept this challenge because you're busy public representatives. Would you accept the late debate challenge of only using public transport for a week and reporting back to us?
I could do it for a week, because it would be incredibly difficult and it would create a huge amount of logistical difficulties. Now, some of that is
you accepting this challenge now?
Well, here, are you accepting it, Paula? You know what I mean?
I don't think I can get from Tohur to Leinster House with a bus run in between. There's no bus from Tohur into Dunlear. Then I have to do the bus run and get back. I tried one day to map it out. It would take me about 4 hours to get to Leinster House.
I will let you in a sec. How do you expect then a nurse or a doctor to do it?
Oh, exactly. Using only public transport.
Yeah. How would you expect a doctor or a nurse or a carer?
I have to use my car.
Yeah, but how do you expect, if they didn't have a car,
you are allowing somebody to take the car to get them to the railway station or anything. You're not literally talking.
I think I could
very easily.
Side one.
Yeah, you know. It's the future of public transport is not in door-to-door services. We won't be able to do that system in Ireland with our dispersed housing. The future is in what we call mixed modes or mixed mobility, where you might drive to a park and ride, drive to a station where you can hire an e-bike or jump on a train, and ideally have those kind of mobility services, as we like to call them, right at the train station or even at a bus stop.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is not rocket science. We have a new little small mobility hub in Waterford that just opened, with cars for hire, e-cars for hire, e-cargo bikes and e-bikes. So the idea is to have everything in one place and to be expecting that as part of your journey, you're going to have
mixed
to change
mobility.
Modes along
so
the
don't,
way.
Don't let them wriggle off the hook for a second here. Now, Paula,
exactly.
with mixed mobility, would you do it?
I would. And I'd,
will you do it?
I don't know if I could do it.
But you can drive. Paula, I'm trying
to Google what the last train to Dunlop
is. No, I'm not.
No, Paula,
I'm trying to think
now,
what my...
Listen,
my...
Look, listen to Uncle Cormac here. Your public transport system isn't as bad as you think.
No,
maybe you can drive to a train station or a bus.
I'm trying to think what's in the diary for the next week and how I'm going to go from A to B.
What I will say is you might need to make a lot of reforms to the way the Dáil works as well. Considering we have, to be fair to the TDs, there is quite a lot of late votes.
No, Do you know what's so funny about this? The public representatives we are squirming at the idea of having to use public transport that they're standing over.
If I can get off the hook with all the meetings after
the talk. I can blame
the
government for the ineffective infrastructure that they've put in place.
Oh, this is a PR gem for you.
No, if I can, if I can get off all the meetings post Leinster House in the evenings and just simply commute from Toher Dunleer to Leinster House and back again. Yeah. Absolutely.
Will you give it some sort of a bash?
I have taken.
No,
I
but will you? For the next week? Even tours? What can you commit to? Give us some.
Well, here, next week will be a difficulty because I am actually... No. No, I'm flying in.
Oh, I love this. Anyway, let me read some of the text. Saif, go on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, as you introduced me at the beginning of the programme, I'm in Brussels and I'm talking to you over my phone. So you don't have to be physically present. Now, Doyle is a different thing, but certainly there are ways of working, you know, hybrid working and online working that have actually been undermined in recent years by the current government. Mm. So if they made it easier and made it legal and a legal right for people to work from home, we would reduce the pressure on our roads very significantly. There is increasing demand from employers to get people back to work. But so much of our work is based on a computer and a phone and Wi-Fi. And how much of that could we be doing at home?
OK, let me leave some of the last word to the listeners here. Will in East Wall says, don't forget a large number of us, including children, but also the elderly, low-income earners or people with poor vision, etc., don't have a driving license. Planning for cars excludes lots of us from independent transport, says that listener. Another, I live in rural Wicklow. We have a bus which runs three times a day. How do we get to work outside of the bus schedule? Joe says, in Donegal, most towns have had very few new houses built. The vast majority of houses built are 2 to 10 kilometres from towns and villages. It's totally unsustainable, says Joe. David says, the only way to reduce travel time in Dublin is to free up bus lanes, build a connected cycle network, the metro, etc. There has to be less cars. It'll benefit the majority. Brian in Clondalkin says, powered two-wheeled vehicles have been shown to be the ideal form of urban transport or urban vehicle with the potential to solve urban congestion. We need to wake up to that fact and promote them instead of being biased against them, says Brian. And Ivan says, it's Ivan Cudahy. Reality is that people will not use buses because alone they are not reliable, often unsafe. Excellent contribution by Saif, says Ivan. Do you think investing billions in roads is still a good idea, Paula?
I don't think one needs to exclude the other. In tandem, I think we are investing unprecedented billions in public transport, and we are spending billions on road transport. One doesn't exclude the other.
Finally, a listener
says, system that works.
I'm a woman in my 20s. I live and work in Carlow and I'm learning to drive. So cycling and using the bus to get around. I see kids getting lessons on road safety, which is so great. But I often experience cars getting very impatient with being behind a cyclist when we share a lane. They'll overtake at high speeds, which is so dangerous in the middle of a town. More infrastructure is definitely needed across the country to incentivize people to cycle. But at the same time, we need to change our mindset around how we get around. The only thing stopping us really is our wish to avoid a tiny bit of discomfort. So many of our crises, environmental, housing and health, would be lessened if people got used to a little more discomfort. Well, these public representatives will not use the discomfort of public transport, I can tell you. They've got off the hook on this one. Mwichas la Paula Butterly of Fine Gael, Rory O'Murchu of Sinn Féin, Saif O'Neill in Brussels, and Tadhg McNally of the Irish Examiner. That's all we have time for this evening. Right. Mary Elizabeth Bruton was our broadcast coordinator here. Research by Fiona Donlan. Paul Murnock was on sound. And tonight's programme was produced by Annette Egan. Up next on RTÉ Radio 1, it's Cathal Murray and Late Date.